Misfits Audio presents Lawn Care.
Herbert!
Yes, dear?
Can you come to the kitchen, please?
I'll be right there.
Why would he have...
Is breakfast ready?
Soon. Why did you move the Christmas decorations around on the front lawn?
Me? I did no such thing.
You didn't?
Of course not.
Well, they have been moved around.
Really? Let's go have a look. I'll be darned. They have been switched around.
That's what I said.
Santa's always over here, and the two reindeer and the snowman...
You didn't.
Of course not. You know the order I always put them in.
Then how are they in different places now?
It was pretty windy last night. Maybe the
wind... The wind would blow them down, dear. Not pull the stakes out of the ground, rearrange the figures, and push the stakes back in.
Then it must have been some kids, you know, playing an April Fool's gag.
In December?
Kids aren't like they were back in the day. No respect.
It makes me nervous to think that someone was up here on the lawn. Probably while we slept.
Honey, you know what Dr. Pritchett said about your nerves. Maybe you should go inside, take one of your pills, and lie down for a bit.
But breakfast...
We can eat later. It's more important that you catch this attack before it gets out of control.
Oh, you're right.
And while you rest, I'll put Santa and the gang back in their proper places.
Not again!
You're kidding.
Oh, see for yourself.
This is getting ridiculous.
Honey, I'm frightened. What are you doing?
Calling the police.
Why? There's been no crime committed?
Maybe not, but they can humor an old man for a little while, can't they?
Honey.
Wouldn't you feel better if an officer came over and had a look around outside?
Of course, but you said it was nothing. Just some... kids.
We've owned those Christmas figures for years. Someone's getting his jollies by messing around with our personal property, and I don't like it. Just because I'm retired, that doesn't mean I have the time to fix Santa and company every day. Fool Herbert Douglas once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
You said this happened before, Mrs. Douglas?
Oh, yes, officer. Yesterday morning.
Strange.
We're sorry to take up your valuable time with something so... so trivial.
Not to worry. It's all part of the job. No footprints. Whoever's doing this is covering his tracks pretty well.
Could you get that, dear? I'll finish talking with Sergeant Parker.
Certainly. Nice to have met you, Sergeant.
And you, Mrs. Douglas.
Is this anything to be concerned about?
I can't say for sure right now.
Sergeant, Estelle is, the nervous type. She's on medication for her nerves.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The idea that someone is sneaking up on our lawn after dark and doing this isn't helping her condition. I'm not crazy about it myself. Have there been any reports of trouble in the neighborhood?
None. I'll tell you what. I'll arrange to have a couple of officers drive by here a few times during the night, starting this evening. If that doesn't work, there are other steps we can try.
Thank you.
Hopefully they'll catch the guy in the act and put an end to this.
Oh, no! I can't let Estelle see...
Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. Did I frighten you?
I didn't hear you. You know these old ears of mine.
What should we have for breakfast today?
Whatever you make will be delicious.
Herbert, why is the window blind closed?
The sun is blinding. It was hurting my eyes.
The sun? I looked out the bedroom window before coming downstairs. The sky is one big cloud. What are you... Let me at that window.
But why? There's nothing to see but clouds. You said so yourself.
Herbert. Oh, no.
I'll put them back the way they were.
That's not the point. Whoever's doing this could easily take that next step.
Next step?
Breaking in here and killing us in our sleep.
Estelle, I hardly...
I thought the police were driving by.
Sergeant Barker said they would.
Then how...
They must have missed him.
Herbert, I...
Dear, I think you need to take a pill and...
Not this time. Those pills aren't the solution to everything. I want to go away.
To where?
Anywhere. Someplace safe.
You're overreacting.
Oh, please. We can't stay in this house with...
Okay, I'll call Heartland Travel and make a reservation.
No! No reservations. We just need to pack up and go as soon as possible. What was that nice police officer's name?
Sergeant Barker.
You keep in touch with him. Once the police catch whomever's doing this, we'll come home.
Perfect. That little mic I planted is worth its weight in gold. Mom said Mrs. Douglas had a bad case of nerves. That was all I needed to know. Once the old lady and her husband hightail it out of there, the place will be mine for the picking. I'll bet they have stuff that I can pawn for plenty. Isn't that empty house a beautiful sight? All mine. All I had to do was get on Mrs. Douglas's nerves with the old switcheroo a few times, and what's theirs is mine. That front door should open easily. This is gonna be a cinch. What the? Nothing. Must be hearing things. Back to work.
No! This can't... This is impossible. You're not real. None of you. You can't move. Stay away.
Help! Get this thing off my neck. I can't breathe.
Shocking news tonight from the small town of Lakeville. A man has been found dead on the front lawn of a Hampton Road home. For more on this story, we go to Monica Jacobson at Lakeville Police Headquarters. Monica?
Thank you, Sharon. Police here have identified the body as that of 47-year-old Thomas Griffin, also of Hampton Road. Sergeant Gerald Barker had this to say about the grisly discovery.
The body was discovered at approximately 10:16 p.m. by two officers patrolling the neighborhood. A crowbar was found near the corpse, and there were signs of an attempted break-in at the home's front door. The owners of the house were not home at the time.
Do we know the cause of death?
Not yet, but the coroner will be conducting an autopsy as soon as his schedule permits.
I've heard through my sources that Mr. Griffin's death may itself be considered suspicious.
We're investigating that possibility.
Can you confirm the condition of the corpse when found?
Mr. Griffin's body was discovered with the extension cord to the homeowner's Christmas lawn ornaments pulled tightly around his broken neck. We're unsure at this time of how such a thing could have happened, and further investigation is pending.
You have been listening to Lawn Care. It starred, in order of appearance, Kim Giannopoulos as Estelle Douglas, Scott Fortney as Herbert Douglas, Glenn Haskell as Sergeant Gerald Barker, Terry Cooper as Thomas Griffin, Diane Havens as Sharon, and Lila Berzins as Monica Jacobson. The story was written and produced by Mike Murphy. Assistant producer, Captain John Tadrazak. Mixer, Alex Lawsford. Music by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Script editor, Arlene Osborne. Art director, Alexa Chipman. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Visit us on the web at misfitsaudio.com and on Facebook. This production, which is intended for enjoyment purposes only, is copyright 2012 by Misfits Audio Productions. All rights reserved. This is Terry Cooper speaking.